By looking at me, you don't know that I'm very sleepy. I wake up in the morning, 7 o'clock mass, 5:30, woke up, is prepare for the mass because I'm not a morning person, so I have to prepare well. But I believe that I can finish this homily. Last week, I told a community, another mass, a joke. And I'm going to tell you today, do you like joke? If you don't like, I will tell you anyway. See, a priest went to see his doctor, check up his health regularly. And he complained that he has a chest pain and arthritis. You know? So the doctor check him up, and then doctor asked the priest, "Father, do you smoke?" And the priest says, "Yes, I do." And the doctor asked the priest again, "Father, do you drink?" And he said, "Yes, I do drink." And then the doctor said, "Well, you need to change your bad habit. Stop, quit smoking and stop drinking. Oh, by the way, you are overweight. Change your habit, to change the way you eat habits, you know." And the doctor asked him again, "Father, are you ready for a change?" And the priest said, "Yes, I think I am." And the priest went home and changed his doctor. Have you ever changed priest? Have you ever changed church? Lenten is not the time to change somebody else, but to change ourselves, right? Lenten season is the time to reflect on how we live and change ourselves. We like to change people, but now God the Father on the mountains, he said, "Listen, this is beloved, my beloved son, listen to him and change, listen to his word and change." That voice, the voice of God the Father, was not speaking to Jesus. Neither Elijah nor Moses. That voice speaks directly to the disciples, Peter, James, and John. And that voice is directly to us as well. To James, John, Chris, Sue, Mary, Michael, Jack, or Cesara, and you and me. That voice come from the cloud, said, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him. Listen to his word." Those in mountain, Jesus, Moses, and Elijah was discussing with God the Father a plan. They was discussing a plan. In today's Bible, the gospel did not say which plan, but we know the plans of God. We know that the plans of God is for the salvation of the world. That's the plan of God. The world, humanity, should return, come back to the Father. That is the plan. God the Father loved us and sent his Son and died for us. To begin that plan, the Word of God made flesh, become human. His name, Jesus, walked on this earth, himself, and died on the cross. Very clear, that plan and the disciples whoever the disciple believe in Jesus, his word, God's word, whoever listen to him will continue the plan until God's will is complete. Is that very clear, right? Those who listen to his word will continue his mission, that plan, until God's will be complete. And you and I are disciples of Jesus. Continue the plan. But question is, are we listening? Do we listen? Do we listen to Jesus, to his word? We have been called to be Christian and to follow Jesus in every aspect of our life, not only in the church, not only here. We are Christian by body, mind, and soul. Whole our being is Christian, following Jesus and walk with Jesus until the plan is complete. None of us is complete yet. God continues changing us, mold us in his image. What is God's plan for us? What is God's plan for me? We ask, each of us need to ask, what is God's plan for me? What's the purpose of my life in this earth? Breathe in and breathe out? And waiting to die? That is not our plan, not is it the purpose of our life. Perhaps God has caused you to be to the sacrament of marriage. You are married to your parents, and perhaps God calls you in that plan. God call me different, calls you different. Each person have a very unique. We don't compete here. But like the body of Christ, we are part of the body. We different, unique, and we independent, but God's plan for that. God's plan for you to the sacraments of marriage, perhaps. Don't just love your husband. Don't just love your wife like the words love husband and wife. And you ask, Father, what are you talking about? Don't just love him or her like the words love his husband or her husband or his wife. Not that way. Love your husband, love your wife the way Jesus loves us. That's the message on the mountains. Love your husband and love your wife like Jesus loves us. That. Love your wife that way. What is the way Jesus loves us? We ask, did I do something to deserve God's love? Do I have done something to deserve God's love? Perhaps no. Love your husband, love your wife that way. Look at the cross. Love with sacrificial love. You see? Love with life-giving love. The cross. Put her first, not you. She is first. put him first, not you. That is the way Jesus loves us. Love that way. Be the light of the mountains. Be the light of the mountains and transforms a house, your house, into a home. Transforms your house into a home. Transforms your house into a little church. Now you want to run away? That's okay, but that is the call from God the Father. Young people here, young people, do not waste your life. You are created for a big picture in God's plan. You are not a waste. You are a wonderful person, being that God created you for something, for God. God has a role for you in his plan for the world. Remember, this is my beloved son. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus. Young people, this is not a funny thing here. Life is so much more than church playing computer games. More than that. Life is not just playing computer games. Life is just more than searching internet. All of us, not only young people. Life is more than just searching internet and make us terrified with the news. Life is more than just political stuff, politics. Not the party here. Life is more than that. Life is Jesus. Life is God right here. Life is more than chatting. More than texting. More than dating girls. You see that? More than dumping guys. More than arguing with parents, with teachers. Life is more than that. You were created to lead others in the quest for meaning. First, listen to Jesus in order to lead people in the quest for Jesus Christ. You are an integral part of the plan of God. Young people, yes, maybe you said that you are hurt, I know. You are hurt because something happened to you. I know. All of us, young, elderly people, we are hurt. You are hurt because something happened to you. But don't let that hurt discourage you from your whole purpose of life. Jesus is the purpose. Don't let that hinder you from move forward. Whatever you are, young, old, single, married, divorced, widowed, whatever profession you are right now, listen, God has a role for you in his plan in this world. You created for something else. I don't know why we are human, and I don't know why we Catholic, we Christian. So many humans in this world, but you, the only chosen one, to become Christian, following Christ. The second reading said, is it not what we do we deserve to be Christian? But it's because of the plan of God. God loved us from the beginning of time and made you here, put you here for the purpose of his plan, to bring the whole salvation, whole world back to Christ. That's the plan. I don't know why God did not create us like a plant or animals. We don't know why. But we know that God loves us. God puts us here. And we are Catholic not by chance, not by accident, by chance, but providence. So give thanks to God for the gift being here, being Christian. Don't just go to the church because of obligation. Leave church before Mass is make become a bad habit. We create more than that, more than being here. And you say, but Father, I have made a lot of mistakes in life. I have made a lot of mistakes. I did not listen to God. I gave up. I gave myself over to life without Jesus Christ, without God. And I tell you, don't look back. Don't look back because God has given you already. God, you need to forgive yourself. Don't look back to life. Move forward. Remember what happened to Lot's wife in the Bible, the story? When Lot's wife looked back, the city was burning. And she ran away and she looked back to the sinful city and she was frozen. That has happened to all of us when we look back to our life, look back to something in the past and terrify us and frozen us from move forward. God has been forgiven your sin. Be courage, forgive you, and move forward. Don't take that guilt, shame anymore. You are the new creation in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ already died for you. Change, move forward. Don't look back, because if you look back, you will be terrified and frozen like wise of Lot. You and I are so much more than what see our own eyes. More than that. More than when you see yourself in picture, in mirrors, or someone look at you. You don't need to show off anymore because you are good, wonderful already. You are loved already. God's loved you already. Be confident and walk with God. So listen to Jesus in the Word of God. Listen to him. The Word of God that overshadows the mountains, the Christian life, love, compassion, forgiveness, and peace. The peace of Jesus giving to us is a different peace. The peace of Jesus is trusting God. Trust God. And may this Lenten journey prepare us for the life of Christ. May God bless you and bless your family as well. Listen to Jesus, and then we will have life.